Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors replay on 95.7 The Game. Lights are out here at Chase Center. The Warriors staff with their production just put up 11 is back, and the crowd roars its approval. Cell phones in hand, everybody taping this moment for posterity. We still have a game to get to. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in town. And J.B. Bickerstaff's club is 22-17. Lowry Markkanen starts at the small forward spot in his fifth year out of the U of A, averaging 13 points, 41% of the field. Evan Mobley is their talented rookie, the power forward out of USC. 15 points a game, 8 rebounds a game. He leads all rookies in multi-block games. He also leads the rookies in rebounding, and he's fifth in scoring. Jared Allen out of Texas. Drafted back in 2017, 17 points, almost 11 rebounds, shooting 70% from the field this year. The guard line, Lamar Stevens, undrafted out of Penn State in 2020. A good defensive player, 6'6", 230 pounds in his second year. And Darius Garland, the son of Winston Garland, who is here tonight, the former Warrior point guard. Darius Garland, in his third year, 19.7 assists, 47.6 from the field. Let's go down to the floor right now and get the introductions with our friend, Franco Finn.
Warrior fans, it's go time! Let's get hyped and make some noise! Get up on your feet and greet your Golden State Warriors! In his 10th NBA season from Michigan State, number 23, Draymond Green. Playing his 8th year out of Kansas, number 22, Andrew Wiggins. In his 7th season from UCLA, number 5, Kevon Looney. Playing his 13th year out of Davidson, number 30, Stephen Curry. He's back! And now, in his 11th NBA season out of Washington State University, number 11, Klay Thompson! coach is Steve Kerr.
Now the crowd standing. They're all huddled around Clay. And now we get to watch Clay Thompson play basketball for the first time in 941 days. Two and a half seasons. And months of agonizing rehab for Clay has brought him to this moment. I'm Tim Roy along with Tom Tilbert. Glad you're with us here on Warriors Radio. I start getting a little goosebumps there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you didn't, you're not alive.
Wow.
That was awesome. It was understated.
Right.
I'm sure Clay wanted it that way because Clay doesn't want to make this any bigger deal than it already is. And it's already a huge, huge deal. So to see him on the big screen and then to see him sitting there getting introduced last, by the way.
Yep.
Steph was introduced second to last, then Clay came out, and the roars were deafening, as loud as I've heard this arena. I'm so happy for him. It's such a cool moment.
You know, I had a chance to sit down with him for the Warriors podcast in Utah, and talking with him, you could tell his emotions were all over the place. He was happy. He was anxious. He was a little concerned. Just the whole bit. And here he comes walking up to the scorer's table. Now, do you have any CarMax keys to the game, by the way?
Yeah, Clay's back.
Clay's back. And run two plays. Clay, come get the ball and get Clay the ball.
I'm sure if you would ask Clay, he would like to get the bucket over with quick. But he also wants the Warriors to just run their offense,
right,
do what they do, and he'll get his shots when they come. You don't want to get into a situation where you're force-feeding him early in the game. He'll get back in the flow, but I can't even imagine what he's going through right now. I can't imagine how hard it was for him to get to bed last night.
He just got a standing O for running and jumping into the basket support.
No one cares what he does right now. He's on the court. That's the biggest story of the evening.
Starting lineups brought to you by Rakuten Warriors in white with the Bay Bridge in gold. Blue field, blue numbers, blue letters. Wine and gold for the Cavaliers. Gold letters, gold numbers. Darius Garland, and we get a foul. And Draymond's coming off the floor. I guess Draymond gave a calf injury update. He will not return. So Draymond just wanted to get out there for the starting lineups.
That's pretty cool.
And I saw Steve Kerr talking to the officials. I'm pretty sure he told them, this is what we're going to do. And they told J.B. Bickerstaff. That's why Garland didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't know what was going on, you're like, whoa, what are these guys? What's
yeah,
happening?
Exactly. So Juan Toscano-Anderson has replaced Draymond. Garland with the ball. Dribbles, bounce pass to Jared Allen in the paint. One dribble stops, comes back, drop step, comes up left-handed and banked it home.
Well, when he shoots it, it goes in 70% of the time. So he doesn't stray far from the bucket.
He showed Kevon Looney his toolbox
yep,
there. Here's Klay Thompson with a catch down the lane, floats it up. It's good. There it is. Klay Thompson, welcome back. Allen, the other end, comes up with the left-hand shot. No good. A whistle and a foul.
And how about that for Klay's first bucket back?
Yeah.
Not a jumper, not a three. A shot where he actually put the ball on the ground, drove, and shot a little tough one-handed runner going to the bucket over two big guys.
And for those who have never been hurt that way, if you've hurt your knee or an Achilles or something like that, that's an important bucket because
yep,
he took off, got bumped a little bit, made some contact, landed. That getting that one out of the way is huge.
It always goes through your mind when you come back.
Yeah.
Am I ready? Is my body ready? And as soon as you find out you're good to go, then you forget about it.
Allen makes one of the two free throws. Again, just feels like a playoff game here. Sean Wright's the crew chief. Benny Adams is the referee. Brandon Schwab is the umpire tonight. The three officials assigned. Clay off the screen. Three ball. Back rim miss. Allen clears the rebound. Hand off to Garland. Garland down the far wing. Garland passes to the corner. Stevens' pass was kicked by Curry, and that's going to be a reset.
Now, this is a different feeling for a game other than a playoff game. It even feels bigger than that right now. We'll settle into it here in a minute, but right now, you know the Cavaliers would love nothing more than to put the candles out
yes,
tonight.
Mobley backing down on Toscano-Anderson, right side of the paint. Awkward shot, no good. Rebound, Juan. Takes it up the floor. Drifts to the right side. Shovel to Curry. Curry pump pick. One dribble down the lane. Bounce pass for Looney. Deflected away. Turnover. And Garland comes back up the floor. Garland driving on Wiggins. Goes all the way high off the glass. No good. Rebound Looney. Juan will take it up again. This time down the near wing. J.B. Bickerstaff, Cleveland coach, watching, arms folded. Kevon Looney to Curry. Curry over the shoulder toss. Another turnover. Stevens with the steal. He's going to drive in and dunk it. Lamar Stevens.
Well, that was trying to get the ball to Clay.
Yeah.
And you just run the offense.
5-2 Cleveland. We play 2 minutes. Look Wiggins out. Gets baseline. Goes up and slammed it down. Mobley just got out of the way. Wanted no part of that.
Whew.
Wiggins, a lot of people are talking about potentially becoming a Western Conference All-Star this year. Garland trailed by Wiggins the other way. Dribbles around the bucket. No good. Deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Cleveland ball.
You know what, in my opinion, would make Wiggins a no-brainer All-Star this year? If he rebounded better.
Yeah.
If he was a better rebounder, more consistent rebounder, that would be automatic. I still think he has a really good chance of making it.
Well, he's getting every team's best perimeter guy every night. And tonight he starts up on Garland. Now they switch. Looney gets him on a switch. Garland now fakes and fires. Step back with a three left wing. Swish.
Well, he's really taken off since Sexton went down with the injury.
And again, just another player. What year is he in? He's in year number three.
Yep.
You know, he's only 21, but he's figuring the game out. Here's Thompson driving again. Dishes to Wiggins to the corner to Juan. Won't fire. Over the shoulder toss to Clay. Corner three left side. No good. Markkanen back for the rebound. Here comes Garland with the outlet pass on the far side, the city sideline. Off the screen, Garland head fake, dribble drive on Looney. Deflected dribble, throws it up top to Mobley, in deep for Allen. Deflected by Juan, knocked away. Juan comes up with it. Goes behind the back middle, finds Curry. Curry, deep three, left wing, swish! And you know what? The Splash Brothers are back.
Yes, they are.
They're back. 8-7, Cleveland leading by one, 8:45 to go. First quarter of play. Mobley toss over to Allen. Allen with it, holds it high, inside market, trying to post up Clay. And a foul, Clay reaching around from behind.
This is a large team on the front line.
6'11", 6'11", 6'10", listed, but they look bigger than that.
Well, they're just longer.
Yeah.
Look at the length, the wingspan. I mean, Mobley probably have a wingspan about 7'4".
Jared Allen's got the old Afro-style hairdo.
Love
as well.
It.
That adds
big
an extra
pride.
Yes. Here's Mobley catching. Guarded by Toscano Anderson. Backs up on the right side. ISO'd on the baseline. Shoots the jumper. No good. Looney with the rebound. You heard the shot clock buzzer starting to sound. So Mobley had to get that up. Thompson driving on Markkanen. Stop. Spins. Fadeaway. Baseline. Off the rim. Rebound Looney. Up top one. Hand off Thompson. Three ball on the way. Off the front rim. And the rebound cleared by Mobley to Garland. 8-7 Cleveland. We've played four. Garland with a dribble. Lobs inside to Allen. He comes left, spins back right, and hits a jump hook to make it 10-7 Cleveland.
He's a really good player.
I thought that was the steal of the year when they picked him in that trade with Brooklyn.
Totally agree with
you. Toscano Anderson. I think Brooklyn wouldn't want to have him now. Oh. Curry with the ball. Dribble drive. Down the lane. Pump fake goes up. Got clobbered, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Got Mobley in the air, I believe. Yes. And, you know, two nights ago, Cleveland goes up to Portland. They beat the Trailblazers, who are, you know, obviously they're really banged up right now. But for Cleveland, it was their first win in that building since 2013, and they've got 22 wins. They had 22 wins all of last year.
They're the biggest surprise to me.
Yeah.
And it started early, too. They had a tough schedule, and they're winning some games I didn't think they'd win. As Clay goes off the court, so he logged, what, 4.5 minutes? I think between 15 and 18 tonight is what we can expect from Clay.
Well, Steve Kerr said they were going to play him in five-minute bursts.
Five-minute bursts?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably four of those.
Yep.
Three or four.
Curry hits the second free throw, so Poole off the bench. Steve Kerr and the staff really smart in the last couple of weeks, starting Peyton, getting Poole accustomed to coming off the bench again. Left sideline, Garland. High post to Mobley. They trap him. An entry pass for Allen, stolen by Looney.
Too congested.
Yep. Warriors can take the lead here. Toscano Anderson, handoff Curry. Curry flips it back to Juan. Juan dishes up top to Poole. No look to Wiggins. Right corner, three on the rim. No good. Marking a defensive rebound. Ball movement was superb.
That's what I was going to say. It's really nice, crisp passing. Just couldn't pay it off.
Garland in the half court set for Cleveland. Baseline doubled. Feeds the cutter. It's Mobley. Mobley on Curry. Rotates to the cutting. Stevens leaves his feet. Passes out to Garland for a corner three. That's good. His second triple of the first. It's 13-9, Cleveland. R.C. Davis is beaming in our booth here tonight. Not only Klay Thompson coming back, but a guy from Penn State starting in the NBA. Wiggins, right side, left-hand dribble. Step back, top of the key, it's short. Deflected rebound right to Curry. Curry, no look to Juan. Up top, Poole. Juan will cut through, slips it, and Poole diagnosed that, and Juan gets the layup.
Nice read by Jordan Poole.
Long pass deflected away, intended for Mobley, saved by Juan, but it goes into the Cleveland bench. Juan ends up in the front row. Double checks to make sure everybody's okay. A timeout, 6:16. 13-11 Cleveland on Clay Day on the Warriors Radio Network.
There's a few games that you just always remember. Certain moments you always remember. I have no doubt that when Clay walks onto the floor for the first time, I will never forget that game. That's
head coach Steve Kerr. Andre Iguodala checks in now with Poole, Curry, Wiggins, and Looney. Kevin Love on the floor and Jenny Osmond checks in for Cleveland as well. Allen, Markkanen, and Garland, the other three. Osmond with the ball. Between the circles comes left sideline to Garland. Screen by Allen. Garland penetrates. Throws a pass to the wing. Love there. Lob for Allen, who directed it into the hoop. What a pass by Kevin Love.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
Wow.
He had to put that right on the money, and he did. Over his head. I mean, Kevin Love threw him over his head.
Wow. Off the screen, Wiggins coming right side, drives on Allen, bounce past the corner, Andre, handoff Curry, pump fake, flyby, three ball, got it. Nothing Garland could do. Warriors are down by one. Nice setup by Iguodala.
Be good to see him get going.
Pass to the near side, Osmond. Spins, gets Iguodala, feeds Love, top of the key jumper for Love, a back iron miss. Allen the rebound, stops and spins that right hand jump hook again, slapped out of bounds by Love. It will be Golden State ball.
This is probably about as much, Tim, as the Cavaliers can space the court. Everybody but Allen can shoot on the perimeter.
Iguodala ahead of the field, but won't shoot because Allen was there. Wiggins gets it, takes it inside, shoots a five-footer, no good. Tipped out by Looney to Curry, who catches, fires, and hits a three. That's just silly.
Well, he hasn't been doing a lot of that lately.
No.
It'd be good to see him get back to doing what we expect him to do.
Love takes a three after faking a handoff. That won't fall. Wiggins with a rebound. Curry down the left side. Curry stops, guarded by Garland. Pompey, heat check three, and he's on fire.
Uh-oh.
A quick 9-0 burst by Curry, and it's 20-15. Pass deflected inside. Looney gets it. Curry comes up the floor. Three on three. He's got Allen. Waits. Spins. Step back. Feeds Poole. Poole on the right side. Tries to drive. Brings it up top. Now feeds Iguodala right wing to Curry. Circles on the near sideline. Curry waiting. Feeds Andre. Andre. Handoff. Looney goes up. Over Love. No. Rebound. Looney brings it back outside. Poole with a catch. Drives in. Foul line jumpers. Good for Poole. Timeout Cleveland. 22-15. The Warriors lead by seven in what seems just like a blink of an eye and taking a one-point deficit into a 22-15 game. 4:02 to go in the first on the Warriors Radio Network. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you. 4:02 to go first quarter, and the Warriors lead by seven, 22-15. Rajon Rondo, fifth time he's been traded. Picked up by the Cavaliers last week from the Los Angeles Lakers. Osmond from Love, left side. Jumper up off the back rim, no good. Curry the rebound with Wiggins, Bielitsa, Iguodala, and Poole. Curry on the logo. Waits, dribbles, gets a screen, gets doubled. Pass over to Andre. Andre takes a three. It lands to the right. Love, rebound, chest pass. Snapped to Rondo. Rondo hands to the trailing Love. Takes about a 25-footer. It's off the front rim. Bielitsa tipped the rebound to Curry.
Good box out.
There's Curry in transition. Top of the key. Windler on him. Backs up, shoots a three. It's off the rim and glass. No good. Rondo takes the outlet from Love. Again, passes backwards to Love and gets the ball back. Rondo off the screen. Waits. High dribble. Spins. Fires away. A little 8-footer. Bounced twice. Does not go. Bielitsa has the handle. Takes it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Looks for Steph and finds Poole. Poole with 14 on the clock decides to go two-man with Iguodala. Gets trapped. He terminates his dribble. Throws it cross-court to Wiggins. Wiggins with 5 on the clock. Gotta go. He's trying to step around. Windler gets inside. Goes up and got fouled.
What a tough move. I mean, he had the speed to get by his defender, and then to slow down and cross it back over, and the length to get it up and get fouled.
So here's Wiggins at the free throw line. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening, as always? Plus, what is your favorite Clay moment? You hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Tim Roy at Warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at Warriors.com. Gary Payton II checks in. Steph Curry checks out. Curry leaving with 14 points on 4 of 5 shooting. The concerns over his alleged slump are now officially over. 24-15 as Wiggins hits both. 2:35 to go in the first. Windler with it. His pass deflected. So Gary Payton took about 6 seconds before he had his first deflection on the floor.
A little longer than normal.
Yeah, unbelievable. Otto Porter Jr. comes in. Wiggins to sit down. By the way, Dylan Windler was the guy who was taking 2 picks ahead of Jordan Poole. Here's Rondo. Trying to throw a pass to Mobley, but stolen away by Bielitsa. Warriors lead by 9 with the ball. Left to right they go. Poole waiting, left-hand dribble, flipped it up top to Bielitsa. Back to Poole, in deep. A wraparound to Iguodala, throws to Payton, left side Porter, hits a three, it popped out. And hustling to the rebound is Kevin Love. Love, handoff to Windler, backs up, throws middle to Osmond. Now to Rondo, Rondo to Mobley. Mobley turns, shows the ball, drives up Bielitsa. Nice move for a two-hand flush coming down the baseline.
Yeah, as soon as he got the angle on him baseline, he was able to kind of wedge his way back in, create space for himself, and then jump over, right over Bielitsa.
Porter Jr. feeds Iguodala. Back to Poole. Poole, left side three, off the front rim. Love the rebound. 7-point lead for the Warriors. Outlet pass intercepted by Poole. Iguodala gets it. Looks and finds Bielitsa. Straight on for three. Front rim glass, no good. Golden State right now. 4 of 13 from distance as Osmond brings the ball up the floor. Here's a direction from the head coach. They wait for Mobley, who has to catch it away from the bucket. Fakes, comes with a right-hand dribble on Bielitsa. Draws a crowd. Osmond open. Takes a three. Lands with a thud. Mobley the rebound and another dunk for the rookie from USC.
Boy, he is long.
He is really long.
Well, can you imagine what he's going to look like? Puts on about 20 pounds.
This is as long as a Russian novel. Iguodala.
Never read run.
There you go. Left, right side, Poole. Poole passes to the corner. There's Bielitsa for three. Popped out. And the rebound cleared Mobley to Rondo. Rondo wearing the burgundy headband. Mobley, hand off Osmond. Fights off Payton. Shoots a floater. A tough shot. Up and good. And the Cavaliers back in business. The Warriors' lead is down to 3. Jordan Poole with 30 seconds, trying to go 2-for-1. Pops out on a 3. Rebound Mobley. Rondo to walk it up, and they're going to take one shot, according to J.B. Bickerstaff. Rondo guarded by Payton. Oh, that's a one-on-one contest I would love to watch. Rondo with Payton kind of to bother him. Takes him to the right sideline. Crossover through a screen. Rondo, we got a whistle. We have a foul. It's on Gary Payton II. He had one to give, but that turns the shot clock off.
No. That's whatever little time you may have had for a 2-for-1, that is gone now. And that's the problem with committing those fouls with under 14 seconds left. Even if they're not in the bonus, they take it out, and now you don't get a shot coming back.
Steve Kerr has gone with his all-defensive lineup here as he brought in subs off the bench. Toscano, Anderson, Payton, Looney, and Iguodala.
That's a stout defensive lineup.
that's a clamp-down five right there. Rondo off a pick by Mobley. Drives on Looney, goes up and missed it. He had to hurry it. Payton gets it to Iguodala. 1 second. Andre from half court. Good if it goes. Off the back rim. It had a chance. Well, the first quarter of Clay Day is over. 24-21. Warriors lead by three. Second quarter action upcoming on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Andre Iguodala with the ball. Warriors attacking the basket to our right. Curry the catch. He's back in there to Payton. Misses the layup. Got the rebound. Brings it up to the right side. Hook pass to Iguodala. Iguodala finds Curry. Crowded by Rondo. Ball squirts away to Bielitsa. Bielitsa on the bounce to Andre. Faces up. Shoots over Love. It's up and no good. Defensive rebound. Tough one by Windler. And Osmond comes sailing down the left wing. Warriors lead by three. 24-21. Osmond on the bounce to Love. Love turns and faces and fires. Shots good over Bielitsa.
Kevin Love had a little bit of a resurgence this year.
He has. You know, he's healthy.
Yep.
And doing a nice job. Bielitsa tips away a bad pass and gets it back over to Andre. Left corner three. No good. Porter with the rebound. Chest pass to Payton. Straight on for a triple. That's good. The Warriors, who had led 22-15 at one point, now lead 27-23.
I like that Andre's taking those shots, though.
Yes.
He's being created for him, and he's not dribbling in, passing. He's catching and firing.
With the ball, Osmond against the Warriors zone. They get it to the far side. Windler for three. That's up and good. 1 point, Warriors advantage. So they found a shooter against the zone. Curry splits traffic on a pick down the lane. Over Mobley with a banker. Too hard. Rebound. Cleared by Rondo. Rondo gets it to Osmond. He is stripped by Iguodala. The ball's out of bounds to the Cavaliers.
Oh, that was a heck of a pass by Rondo to get him on his way.
Yeah. He got some good passers on the floor.
They do.
Rondo, Love.
Well, they had to get Rondo because they started losing all their point guards. Sexton went down, and then Rubio goes down, and they were stuck without a point guard.
The lob to Mobley. Ball knocked away by Payton, and that's a whistle and a foul by Benny Adams.
I don't think Gary Payton second agreed with him.
No. Non-shooting foul. Payton, that's his second. Is it maybe because he had his hand on his hip? Maybe.
Yeah, left hand.
Right. Mobley to Rondo to Osmond. Waiting for Love. Little brush screen. No advantage. Rondo catches outside the arc. Payton backs off him. Smart play. Mobley now takes Iguodala to the baseline. Shoots over the top of him. It's an air ball. Grabbed out of the air by Porter. Porter with the ball. Takes it to the timeline. Curry working, cuts through. Ball goes to Bielitsa. The Curry touch pass to Andre at the left box. Porter, pump fake, fly by, steps up, takes a two. Back rim, no good. Ball deflected to Andre. Back to Porter, down the lane. Pump fake, goes up, got the foul. Bucket's good, put him on the line. The chance for a three-point play. That's a veteran taking advantage of a rookie right there.
Well, we figured out one thing throughout the first 14 minutes of this game. Mobley will bite on a pump fake.
Yes, he will.
Because he's done it a couple times already. But if you don't pump fake and he jumps with you, it's hard to get it up over those arms.
Draymond Green not playing if you're just dialing by. He has a calf injury. He did want to get on the floor with Clay. He did that and then committed a foul about 5 seconds in to get off the floor. Free throw, no good. Porter comes down the lane and tipped it in himself.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
It's a four-point play for Otto Porter.
A tip-in off a free throw attempt.
It hit and bounced so high that I think he had time to get down there.
Like a Don Nelson type.
Yeah, exactly. Rondo to Mobley. Mobley goes up for the dunk and got fouled. Slammed it down. He's not happy either. So Mobley already with 6 points, three rebounds, and an assist. Draymond Green shouting out some defensive instructions down there. A lot of Thompson jerseys in the house tonight. Yep. I see a Jay Rich down there. I saw a Beadridge. Got a couple of Cavs jerseys here as well. Big jersey night tonight.
Did you see a Charbakaba sitting next to Beadridge?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Free throw, no good. By Mobley, and the rebound to Porter. Curry doubled, feeds left wing to Porter. Porter to Bielitsa. Three straight on, no good. And shape 5 of 19 from 3. 19 threes attempted. We have 9:09 to go in the first half. Love pump fake. Steps to the left. He'll take a three. That's up and no good. Rebound batted out by Osmond. Durando. Corner three by Windler on the right side. Too strong. Love the offensive rebound. Goes inside. Pass deflected. Knocked away by Payton over the head of Rondo. Breakaway dunk. The activity of Gary Payton paying off for Golden State right there. Rondo runs Payton through a screen. Windler catches in the corner. Good close out by Curry. Osmond with it to Love. Love puts it on the deck on Bielitsa. Shows the ball. Fakes. Uses his pivot foot. The shot goes up. It's blocked by Bielitsa. Andre's got it. Three on three. Right wing to Porter. Takes Osmond on a journey. Throws it up top to Bielitsa. Touch pass to Andre. Backs up. Feeds Bielitsa. Middle of the floor. Now hands off to Andre again. 10 to shoot. To the foul line. Finds a cutter. It's Gary Payton. He goes up and scores. Low left. So after the Cavaliers had cut it to one, Warriors go on their own 8-0 run. They lead 35-28, 8:11 to go in the first half of the Warriors Radio Network. 8:11 to go, first half, 35-28 Warriors. Cavs with the ball. We come back to our broadcast location here, high above the sideline, the Dead Air Cafe. Rondo with the ball. Brings it to the near wing. Allen has returned. Jared Allen, the screen on Wiggins. Rondo gets by Wiggins off the screen and scores.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bielitsa, I know he wants to stay attached to his guy, but when somebody gets picked up like that, you got to try to rotate and stay in front of the guard.
Curry off a double screen. Drives by Allen. Gets to the cup. Bounce pass for Porter. Deflected. Last touch by Stevens. He tried to save it for Cleveland. Stevens with Markkanen, Garland, Rondo, and Allen. Here comes Kevon Looney back in the game for Golden State. And Bielitsa will sit down.
But that is a tough pass for a big guy to handle. Hard and down, bounce pass down below his knees.
Juan catches the inbounds from the right baseline at the top of the key. Finds Curry, harassed by Garland. He'll shoot over the top of him with a two. It's a miss. Garland hustles to the rebound, saves it, going out of bounds as Looney was there. Rondo the other way. Markkanen, baseline to Stevens. Stevens goes up and scores. 35-32. Warriors lead by three. Curry beats Toscano Anderson on the right sideline. Juan will wait for Looney. Pass into Looney. Looney looking to feed Curry. Does so. Curry in traffic. Dribbles in. Got to the rim. Reverse layup. Good.
Just saw the crease there. And, hey, no one's going to stop me. I'll take it.
Yeah, Allen, for some reason, did not pay attention to Curry that time until he was by him. Rondo shoots a floater over Looney. No good. Payton tipped the rebound to himself on the left baseline. Takes it up the floor. Feeds Wiggins. Wiggins. Dribble drive down the lane to the rim. Left hand finish for Wiggins. Boy, he made that look easy.
His Euro step is pretty.
39-32, Golden State. Rondo on the bounce to Garland. Garland in traffic, lost the ball, blocked by Looney. Garland gets it back. Son of Winston Garland gets it to Lowry Markkanen. The shot's off the rim, no good. And Looney with the rebound. Curry to Payton. Payton in the open floor. Drives by Stevens and gets to that left hand and scores on the left side of the bucket.
And he got that bucket before he ever caught the ball. He set it up to where he could catch it and immediately go to the middle, surprising his defender.
Payton already with 9 points and 8 minutes off the bench. Garland rubs Payton off on a screen. Passes to Markkanen. Markkanen goes to work on Toscano Anderson. He's banging him. Now Markkanen gets to the middle. The shot short. Rebound tipped by Looney. Grabbed by Looney. Hand off Curry. Curry to half court with the dribble. Left side. Crossover left hand. Backs up. Shoots a three. Why not? No. Rebound. Garland floats it ahead to Rondo. Rondo surveys. The secondary cut from Stevens goes in. Scores and got fouled.
One thing I've noticed about the Cavaliers seeing this squad for the first time is they must be schooled in really getting the ball ahead when you get a turnover or a rebound. Because that's about the fifth time they've thrown an outlet pass that has gone past half court, and the Warriors haven't been ready for it. Against this team, if you don't sprint back, they may have numbers on you going to the goal.
I think it's very hard to get young players to understand, too, that if you throw the ball ahead, you can get up the floor a lot quicker than if you dribble.
Absolutely. You don't look as pretty.
No.
But it's more effective.
Stevens hits the free throw for a three-point play. 41-35, 5:40 left first half. Poole, Looney, Porter, all the touch inside Wiggins. Wiggins on the baseline. Trapped there. Pass deflected by Garland. Poole will get to it first, though, in the backcourt. Spins it away. Now spins over a prone defender. Got the ball over to Porter, to Wiggins on the baseline. Up top to Juan for a three. It's no good. Rebound Porter. Back to Juan. How did he do that? Juan down the lane. Gets bumped by Allen. Shot goes to Looney. Looney throws it away. Osmond the steal. Two on two. Osmond stripped by Poole, and that's a foul. Poole spun at midcourt with a defender underneath him and somehow stepped over the top of him.
With a live dribble.
That was unbelievable.
Wow. I've never seen anything like that
just
before.
Wow.
I mean, kept the dribble, did the spin. Player slid underneath him. He jumped over him with one leg, and that whole sequence was a little nutty.
It's just not right that did not end in a bucket.
No, it's not.
Because you won't see that again. Not only did he avoid injury, you know, he avoided the steal.
He didn't turn it. Yeah, didn't turn it over. That's two things I've never seen anything like that before. And Porter Jr., I've never seen anybody get an offensive rebound tip-in off their own missed free throw.
41-36, 5:07 to go. Osmond's second free throw is good, as was the first.
I put that in a highlight. I don't even care if it led to a bucket, just for the heck of it. Just the athleticism to do it.
You know, he didn't have even time to think about it.
No.
All instinctual. Poole takes a handoff from Toscano Anderson. Misfires from 17. Warriors have grown cold. Allen to Garland. He's off to the races. Finds Osmond. Sets up for an above-the-break three. It's going to be short. And Toscano Anderson will take it the other way. He's got Porter ahead of the field. Left wing Porter. He'll catch. He'll fire. Misses. Rebound goes to Stevens. A 4-point lead for Golden State. Stevens takes it. Spaces the floor on the right wing. Finds Mark in the middle. He's open for a three look that does not go. Slapped off the glass by Porter and grabbed by Juan. Steve Kerr tells Jordan Poole, we need to talk and run something constructive here. 4:23 to go before halftime. Klay Thompson started and played a few minutes. Has not been back in yet. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. Klay Thompson has checked back into the game. Bob checks in on email. Tim Roy of Warriors.com, listening in Tennessee, says, welcome back, Clay. And we'll throw it into Porter. Porter fakes, splits the traffic, drives on Allen, rotates over to the corner to Poole. Design play for a corner three. How well done was that?
Very well done. I think Steve knew they were going to be jumping out on Klay Thompson, so Otto Porter is able to slip that with the dribble and make the pass.
Osmond on the left sideline looks for Allen. He and Looney battling for position. Allen reverse pivot. Now gets back, takes drop step, lost the ball, floats it up. Wiggins takes it out of the air on the turnover. Wiggins down the near side. Good defense by Looney. Looney will take it up top, dribbles right, feeds Wiggins. Wiggins has Garland on a post up. Throws out to Poole instead. Poole fakes out to Looney. They should just give Wiggins the room there. Entry pass, Wiggins, low right, turns, bounce pass to the cutting Porter. It's blocked by Allen. Three on the clock. Looney saved it. No, he stepped out of bounds. And that will not qualify as our winner tonight. That was a play where he's lunging to get the ball.
I agree with you. They should have given Wiggins the ball the first time.
Yeah. And just
let him go to work on Wiggins.
He's good at that. He's really good at that.
Well, he's good at it, and he's got 4 inches on Garland.
Absolutely.
And he probably outweighs him by 25 pounds. So I think the fact that they messed it up the first time, by the time they got it back to him, it was a lot more congested down there.
Darius Garland is finding a good role in the league at 6'1", dribbles on Wiggins. His pass, though, knocked out of the air by Porter. Porter takes it down. Drives all the way, feeds Klay Thompson. Thompson sees Allen, spins, shoots a fadeaway. It's short. Porter the rebound. Lost the ball. Deflected it to Looney. Outside the pool. We've seen a lot of bizarre little instances tonight. Thompson the catch up top. Has Allen as his defender. Takes the big man to the right wing. Crossover goes right by him. Down the lane for the dunk! He dunked it! Chase Center erupts in joy. Witnessing the first dunk for Klay Thompson. Osmond pulls up, 8-footer, rolled out. Allen, rebound, loose, batted in the air by Porter, who's in there. Ball goes to Looney. Now to Poole. Poole fakes, dribbles up top. No look, bounce pass to the cutting Thompson. Spins, hangs, fires, and doesn't get it, but a travel. They call Clay for a travel. Steve Kerr comes over and says, wait a minute, I've seen 25 of their travels. More egregious than that. Poole checks out. Curry comes back in. Warriors up 9 with 2:28 to go before halftime. Wiggins will go in the backcourt to bother Garland a little bit. Make him work just a little bit harder. Garland down the near sideline. Runs through a screen. Top of the key. Stop. Rotates over. Stevens. Baseline. Drive. Got to the rim and dunked it.
That was not premium defense.
No, I think Clay was expecting help.
I think Looney probably thought he should have filled that void.
Curry off a screen. Gets open. Three ball on the way for Curry. Popped in and out. Curry with 16 points. He's 4 of 7 beyond the arc. 7-point lead for Golden State. Garland backs up, shoots a three over Clay. It's on the way. No good. Wiggins deflected the rebound, and Curry comes up with it. Warriors had a stretch a few minutes ago. They didn't score for a couple minutes. Thompson, left side, working on Garland. 15 to shoot. Backs him down. Drop step. Fade away for Clay. It's going to be short. And Osmond has the rebound. Osmond, beautiful bounce pass to Stevens, who goes in and dunks it. He probably could have made a complaint about getting fouled, too.
Yeah.
Curry picks up the dribble, feeds Porter. Porter chased out there by Allen. Penetrates out to Clay. 4-3. Got it! And once again, a standing ovation at Chase Center for Clay Thompson. 12,000 career points now for Clay. With that Clay tray. Allen dribbles in, feeds in deep. Shot by Markkanen won't go, but he got fouled.
I mean, Clay probably should get his first tee of the year, too, just for the heck of it. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, tees, got dunk,
yeah,
got three.
Get your dunk, get your
technical.
Three, get a foul, get a tech. When's the last time we've seen him dunk?
Wow, yeah.
I mean, it's been a while.
It's been a while. 2019 finals.
Yeah, he hasn't seen him play, but it's been a while since I've seen him dunk. He doesn't do it very often. In fact, you could have got a lot of money if you would have bet his... He would have got the dunk before he got the three.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always great that you bring in the gambling angle. I like that.
Well, maybe I did.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Karen in Chicago's his favorite Clay moment, the 14 three-point shots, because I was at the game. So, favorite Clay moment. That's our Twitter question tonight. 49-43, Warriors up. Markkanen hit two. Curry, left side of the bucket, used the inside hand and scores on a driving layup. A couple of days Curry had off after that, then during the road trip, really paying off here. Osmond to Stevens, penetrates on Curry, leans back and banked it home.
Stevens going to work. Steph's going to try to get this off in about 3-4 seconds.
Yep, with 35 to go before halftime. Feeds Looney. Looney waits, feeds Wiggins. Wiggins gets the 2-for-1 shot up. It's no good, but Allen with the rebound.
Yeah, I'm not sure at that point. It's still a decent enough shot. But now you're cutting it pretty close.
20 seconds left. Now we have 16 with 11 on the shot clock. Garland in no hurry. Walks across the logo with a left-hand dribble. Pressured by Curry. Gets Thompson as his defender. Fakes him. Drop step. Shoots a tough fadeaway. Blocked away. And Thompson gets a foul call. And sprints away from Benny Adams. Maybe we will get the first tee here for Clay. Going to stare at Benny Adams and shoot him a look, but not say anything. Well, that was not a foul.
No.
That was not a good call. Now, of course, we have the benefit of hindsight and replay, but Garland at the stripe, and Clay is just stalking around and just mumbling to himself and gesturing at Benny Adams. And just, he's moving around.
I don't even think I would look at that, to be honest with you. Because even if you challenge it, you may be missing out on a more important call later in the game.
He's still walking around. That finally settles down on one side of the free throw line. And he is still hot.
He's hot.
Yep. Free throw by Garland. He hit them both. 51-46. Curry guarded by Garland. Takes it up with 2 seconds with one. Lets it fly. Banked off the glass. No good. And halftime, The Warriors have a five-point lead, 51-46. Klay Thompson's had his first dunk. He's hit his first three. Goes to the locker room with 7 points. Steph Curry has a total of 18. R.C. Davis will fill in the gaps on the halftime show. And that comes your way next on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors will have the ball to start in the second half. They lead 51-46. Wiggins with a chest pass to Curry in the front court. Curry and Thompson exchange. Klay steps out. Good closeout by Stevens. Left-hand dribble by Klay. Left baseline fadeaway up and good.
Tough shot.
That was pure. Pure.
Well, Klay's not looking for assists tonight.
Uh-uh. 4 of 10 from the floor. 1 of 4 outside the arc. Mobley had the ball knocked away by Juan Toscano-Anderson. That's a foul. Foul calls 11-3 favoring the road team. Warriors do foul a lot. They reach in. They look for steals.
Forgot to mention with Darius Garland early on, I've had a few point guard teammates that have had pretty good NBA sons, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Darius Garland, Timmy Hardaway Jr.
Absolutely. Off the screen, Garland feeds Markkanen. Markkanen to Stevens. Stevens comes middle, shoots a fadeaway over Klay. It's off the front rim, no good. Markkanen runs it down. Hand off Garland. It's a three and misses everything and goes to the far corner. Toscano-Anderson is there. Brings it up the floor. Crossover dribble. Shovel it back outside to Curry. Curry bounce pass to Looney. Looney met by Allen. Shoots a fadeaway jumper and nailed it.
Nice shot by Looney.
Looney's been looking to score a little bit more this year.
He has.
He has 10 rebounds in this game, though. 55-46. Warriors lead by 9. Matches their largest advantage of the game. Allen turns, screens for Garland. Garland backs up, feeds Allen. He's deep. He's doubled. Pass inside to Mobley. Mobley trapped. Lost the ball, and it's going to be a foul. Foul's going to be on Looney. Sean Wright with the call. Steve Kerr not happy.
I was going to say, well, I will say, Kevon Looney doesn't seem to be arguing much.
No.
But he doesn't argue much anyway. He just kind of takes what they say, and sometimes he'll smile, put his hands on his head, and walk away. He very rarely gets upset.
Three pretty quiet guys out there, Wiggins, Looney, and Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
On the cut, Garland, pump fake.
Travel.
Shoots and scores over Wiggins.
Well, the back foot's got to stay down.
Yes, it does.
You can't drag it a little bit or lift it up.
As always, opinions on Warriors Radio, free of charge. We don't.
Oh, that was a fact, Tim. That was an opinion.
Oh, okay. Klay Thompson, jump pass, and it goes out of bounds. Wiggins was not where Klay thought he was. 55-48, so a turnover for Golden State. They have 6 of those, 8 for Cleveland. Garland, right side. Off the screen, got to the corner. Mobley brings it to the high post, gets it back to Garland. Garland now working the baseline, gets around Wiggins, a switch made. Toscano-Anderson trying to guard Garland, but he reverses direction, misses the layup coming down the baseline. Looney with the rebound, ripped it away, cleared to Toscano-Anderson. He'll circle outside, flipped it to Klay Thompson. Thompson guarded by Markkanen. Looney goes away. Klay goes to work with the dribble. Left hand down the lane to the broken circle. Fades. Jumper's up. It's good. Klay Thompson knocks down another one. He's in double figures in his first game back. He's got 11, and the Warriors are up by 9. Markkanen to Allen. Allen over the top. Garland with the catch in the corner. Bounce pass to the cutter. It's Stevens. Stevens brings Looney away. Now trying to go by him. Knocked away by Looney. Picked up by Juan. 2-on-2 with Klay. Shovel to Klay. It's a three ball on the right side. And it's money. It's cold. Hard cash for Klay Thompson. Klay jumping up. Celebrates. Goes to the far corner. Pounds his chest. Says, yeah, I'm back. 1,800 three-pointers for Klay Thompson. Second most in franchise history. Timeout. Warriors 60, Cavaliers 48. This is Golden State Warriors basketball. Cavs with the ball at half court. Warriors leading by 12, their largest lead of the game. And Klay Thompson, 14 points tonight. Markkanen probing, guarded by Juan. On the bounce to Mobley. Mobley, right-hand dribble, head bob, spins, gets to that right-hand jump hook, it's up and good. Klay Thompson was right with him, but again, he's so long that almost impossible to get to that shot. Curry comes up, screens for Juan. Ball goes to Klay, right side, up, no good. Rebound tipped by Looney, grabbed it and dunked it. It's out of bounds. It was tipped by Allen and hit a guide wire, so it's going to be Golden State ball.
Doesn't it look like Allen's wearing shower shoes?
It does from up here, yeah. It does, the way they're designed.
It freaked me out for
looks
a second.
He's got the old flip-flops.
What the heck? What's going on
here? One laid-back guy. Curry, lob for Thompson, knocked away by Mobley. And Markkanen gets it, had it ripped away by Toscano-Anderson for a foul. Third team foul on the Dubs. We haven't played 4 minutes here in the quarter. Cavaliers yet to foul.
I'll tell you what, if Markkanen ever gets back to playing the way he played in Chicago and kind of thought, then they could really pour fire on this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Because his three-point shooting is way down.
Way down.
Markkanen trying to come up. Mobley with the ball up top. Markkanen goes the back cut. Mobley feeds to Allen on the baseline. Spins over Looney. Tough shot. Popped it up and in.
Wow. That was really tough. Spinning. Didn't have his body and her legs underneath him and threw it up left-handed.
Curry hand off to Juan on the right sideline. Curry on Stevens, drives it on him, goes up and is sandwiched in a foul. Well, you just think about, you know, watching Klay down here, and I think he's going to get subbed out here. 4 minutes and 11 seconds. Poole's at the scorer's table. Torrey's ACL on June 13th over at Oracle. Came back on the floor, hit free throws with a torn ACL. Works out, and as he's going to the bench, you can hear the crowd respond now. And it was the day of the draft the following year. The draft was wintertime that year because it had a condensed season, and you find out he's torn an Achilles. I mean, just unbelievable what he's been through.
When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. Shocked.
Yeah, it was really a lot of shock. Now we got a whistle. We got an offensive foul on Garland as he came up the floor. Curry hit both free throws to make it 62-52. So Golden State with a 10-point lead here.
You juxtapose the high of the draft and then the low of that.
Yeah.
That was a rough one.
Curry on the far side with Poole. Looney. We're doing an online draft show for the Warriors. It happened right before we went on air. It was just bad. Wiggins, right side, Euro steps, floats it up, and around it out. Tipped up by Looney, tipped up. Looney grabbed it. Palm fake goes to the other side. Blocked. Allen got a block. Loose ball to Curry. Curry, left sideline, guarded by the big guy Allen. Curry with the dribble, putting on the clinic. Crossover, fades. Three ball up. No. And Markkanen takes the rebound in traffic. Garland the other way. Floats it in deep. Allen, triple team, feeds Mobley. Mobley
travel.
Shuffled and trapped. Patricia checks in, says, thanks for being with us for Klay's return. It's just wonderful. That's one way of putting it. Yeah, it's just been a special night here. Curry feeds Looney on the far side. Entry pass to Juan. Back to a cutting Jordan Poole, and he'll lay it in.
And that pass is so crucial. It doesn't look that hard, but you got to hit him at the right time so he doesn't have to break stride when he catches it.
64-52. Garland, chest pass to Markkanen. Left corner, triple up and good. If I'm a team in the Eastern Conference, I don't want to see these guys in the first round.
No.
That's just not going to be a lot of fun.
No, because you know they're going to think they're playing with house money at that point. They're super young, haven't been good in a while, and if you get to the playoffs, this team, you just let it rip.
Yeah, they're going to, this team looks like it's going to be good for a while. Curry feeds Looney. Looney goes up and dunked it and got fouled by Markkanen. Kevon Looney gets a playful push from Jordan Poole. He's got a chance for a three-point play.
Strong hands by Looney. And Markkanen came over and raked him across the wrist, and he's able to hold onto that ball and put it in the hole.
Markkanen, Stevens and Mobley to sit down. Osmond comes in with Rondo and Kevin Love. Always hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox during the game. Looney, free throw popped out. Allen has it for Cleveland. Allen, only his fifth rebound. Feels like he's had a lot more than that. Garland in the front court feeds Osmond. On the cutter, it's Rondo. Left the ball behind. Curry says, okay, I'll take that. Three on two. Curry down the middle. Throws right corner to Poole. Lets it fly. Three ball. Right corner pocket. A new millennium fast break.
And a nice job by Jordan Poole stopping and getting his feet set instead of drifting on that shot.
I believe that was a jump stop. Garland dribbles to the far side. Pump fake.
You must have
lost the ball. He double dribbled. Oh, they said that. Benny Adams says no. I don't understand that. Love with the ball. Love lost it. Gets it back. Guarded by Andre. It's a shot clock violation.
All right, talk about a complete lack of awareness. Kevin Love had no idea how much time was left on the clock, and none of his teammates were yelling at him.
Yeah, no, nobody on the Cleveland side knew.
Nobody.
14-point lead for the Warriors. Starting to break it open a little bit. Curry, bad pass. Throws it right to Garland the other way. Garland goes behind the back. Pulls up for a three in transition. Missed it. And Looney boxes out Curry for the rebound. Gets it to Steph. Steph in the front court. Shoveled over to Poole. Poole waits. Andre the screen. Poole takes the three. No good. Offensive rebound Looney. Fresh 14 for Golden State. Looney to Iguodala. Iguodala surveys. Waits for Wiggins to come across. Fakes a handoff to him. Brings it middle. Bounce pass to Curry. Down the lane. Layup good. Rondo trailing all the way, couldn't stop him. And the lead is 16, 71, 55 Warriors. Bounce pass Love, straight on for three. Off the rim, no good. Looney defensive rebound to Iguodala. Iguodala brings it up the floor. Finds Curry. Curry steps in. Feeds Looney up the right side of the key to Iguodala, back to Curry. Curry middle, steps around the screen, feeds Poole. Drives by Love, bounce pass Andre. Andre fumbled it away. And Osmond comes up with the ball. Osmond, crossover dribble, takes it down the lane, scooped it up, no good, got fouled by Wiggins.
Not a thing of beauty, but he'll get the job done. A little sloppy on the offensive end.
Osmond had four threes in their win in Portland the other night, four threes in the fourth quarter. Warriors had a huge fourth quarter in Cleveland for their win against the Cavaliers in the first meeting between these two clubs. This will end the season series, obviously, because they're an Eastern Conference team. And Osmond misses the first free throw.
Well, the one thing I've noticed with watching this team throughout the first half of the year, hard to get rid of them.
Yeah.
They just kind of hang around and hang around, and their defense usually keeps them in games.
Timeout for the Warriors. 4:16 to go in the third. 71-55. Golden State on top on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Hey, Dub Nation, we're kicking off a seven-game homestand of Warriors ground on Tuesday, January 18th. Join us live at Chase Center, 7 o'clock. The Dubs hosting the Detroit Pistons. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com. Call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives standing by. Hey, while we have a moment, Tom, I wanted to, because it's been, you know, it's Clay Day, and it should be Clay Day, but tonight the Warriors are honoring Nate Thurman. He was our 75-year, 75-stars guy in the pregame show. I got to tell you, I never met a guy that was more gracious and just thoughtful and, you know, great player on the floor, but just meeting him as a person was as big of a thrill as watching him play.
I love Nate. Talked to him many times. Probably bigger veins running down his bicep than Randy Macho Man Savage, who was the biggest one I'd ever seen. But Nate's were massive. But what a he's a great player, obviously.
Yep.
But what a gentleman.
Yes.
What a gentleman. I mean, I always loved my conversation with him, talking about him and Wilt and all the conversations back in the day.
Warriors with the ball after missed free throw by Osmond. 71-55 the count. It's Andre for three above the break. Too strong.
Nice.
Payton tipped it out to midcourt to Poole. Low pass. Good catch. Curry chased by Love. Shoots the floater. Banked it up and in.
The tap out's an underrated way to get another possession.
Yes.
Just fly in there. You don't got to grab it with two hands. Just get it with one and tap it to a teammate.
Mobley high post. The throws the lob in for Osmond. Diagnosed by Porter. The steal. Poole comes the other way. Quickly up the floor. Comes out through the middle to the left wing. Waits, cross-court pass to Porter to Curry. The gravity of Curry taking effect now as he'll take it. Now throws to Poole. Poole looks, drives by Mobley, got to the rim, scores! Poole thought he got fouled. The Warriors lead by 20 with 3:14 to go in quarter number three. Garland and Mobley exchange. Rotates over Osman. Skipped it to Rondo. Iguodala pressures him. Ball to Mobley. Knocked away. Picked up by Andre. 3-on-2. Right down the middle to the cup, and he scores.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. If they don't stop you, you keep going.
77-55 Warriors, and what a third quarter for Golden State. Lobbed to Mobley by Rondo, too high. Deflected away. Here comes Payton the other way. Shoveled over to Porter. It's a three ball, and it's no good. Rebound, Curry! Low left, he scored! And he's very happy with himself with the offensive rebound.
Showing the muscles.
Yeah. 79-55. Garland flipped it to Mobley, pumping. Payton jumped over the top of him. He jumped over the top of him and committed a foul.
What's going on tonight?
My goodness. That was...
What?
Mobley with a pump fake and then kind of bent over, and Payton just soared right over the top of him.
You know what? They had to use that in the dunk competition.
Oh. Yeah.
Let him do it and see if Mobley will come in for it.
Man. Mobley's free throw is short.
We've seen a few crazy things tonight.
The Jordan Poole spin with the dribble, avoiding a guy, undercutting him at midcourt.
And this then one.
This one.
The Otto Porter rebound of his own missed free throw.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a rebound, a tip-in.
Yeah.
Tip-in. Which you never see, because the free throw shooter has to stay on the line a little bit longer. So it actually has to hit a few times before you even have a chance.
Klay Thompson's going to get on the exercise bike in the corner. I believe he'll get a few miles in here while he's watching. Free throw, second one for Mobley is good. 79-56 Warriors. In this game, get controlled by the Warriors in a hurry. Windler off a deflection and a steal from Poole. Rondo gets it to Windler, to Stevens. Takes Andre inside, leans up, missed the layup. The elites of the rebound with Iguodala, Poole, Porter, and Payton. Andre penetrates all the way down. Oh. It slipped out of his hand. Porter gets it up top to the elites of the jump. There's no good. Andre wanted to dunk it, and it just kind of rolled off his fingertips. Stevens spinning away. Gets it now over. Down the lane. Garland lob for Mobley and a dunk.
Well, you'd think you might be able to get three or four assists a game doing that to these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because Allen can do the same type of deal.
Iguodala spreading the floor here. Final 88 seconds of the quarter. The elite sets to Poole. Poole on a switch gets Mobley. Dribbles to the baseline. Backs up. Waits. Floats it up top to Payton. Shot clock at 5. Got to go. Porter down to Bielitsa. Bielitsa sees the clock, throws it to Porter. They won't get it off in time. And the Warriors just a little too cautious there with the ball.
Oh, I'm not sure if anybody knew. Again, I thought Otto Porter should have taken his man instead of passing it to Bielitsa with 2 seconds left.
Whatever happened to them yelling butter, you know?
Nobody knows what butter means. I know what butter means. You know what butter means. Now, why, how it got that name,
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't think I want to know.
So when the shot clock would be what, 5 seconds?
5 seconds or less, yeah. You yell butter, and everybody would know.
Marketed. Baseline. Pass out to the wing to Rondo. Topside Stevens. Fakes, takes it to trouble. Spins, shoots over Andre. Back rim, no good. Tip by Mobley, no good. Slapped out of bounds. Mobley last to touch. 49 seconds here.
Now, I think I asked Nelly, what do you mean butter? What does butter mean? You go, butter? And he said it was a massage thing. I said, stop. Just all I need to know is butter's 5 seconds. Leave me alone now.
How many nights did Tom Abdenauer yell out butter? That's
what
I want to know.
Well, yeah. On our team?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Not a lot, no. Bielitsa for three. Up and no good. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Rondo, chest pass. Windler fakes. Dribbles it to Markkanen. Markkanen. Down the lane, barrels his way to the bucket and scores.
Yeah, shot clocks weren't something we really concerned ourselves with on our teams.
No, those were for later teams, I'm afraid. Iguodala, with 13 seconds and no shot clock to work with, takes it before the logo, waits, flipped it right wing, Poole, rotates out to Bielitsa, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, handoff inside for Porter, knocked away, Mobley with a full quarter court shot, no good.
That's the end of three.
10-3 here at Chase, 79-60. Warriors up 19 as they start the fourth quarter. A happy Clay Day on the Warriors Radio Network. Dalton checked in earlier with us. He was listening on his way home from the Monster Jam of the Coliseum. His favorite Clay moment has to be his interview in New York on scaffolding. Because Clay is a scaffolding enthusiast.
Who knew there was such a thing?
You heard about that. You know that story.
Oh, I
right?
saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw the video.
Yeah.
It was total Clay.
It was unbelievable. Rondo and Payton having a nice little go-to in the backcourt there. Friendly. Payton guarding Rondo. Rondo on the bounce. Got it to Markkanen. He looks for Mobley. Fronted by Iguodala. Mobley fighting for position. Gets the ball on the wing instead. Five to shoot. Gotta go. Takes him in deep. Pass batted out of the air by Bielitsa. Mobley wrestled it back. Turns. Shoots. Missed it. And Iguodala gets the rebound.
A nice job by Andre Iguodala. Not only did he challenge the shot, he got the rebound on the other side of the rim.
Iguodala spins through a Payton screen. Iguodala waiting. Finds Curry. Curry takes it right. No look. Flip to Porter. Good close out there by Windler, who then fouls Porter. No call. And Porter goes up, shoots, and scores.
What a tough shot by Porter Jr. Taking the body and getting it up and in.
81-60 Warriors. We played 55 seconds of the fourth quarter. Golden State goes right back on the road, starting with a flight tomorrow and then a game in 2 nights on Tuesday. Shot no good by Windler from the wing. Curry gets it from Payton in transition. Early offense no good. Markkanen with the defensive rebound. He's got 5 rebounds. Mobley 5 rebounds. Allen 5 rebounds. Mobley takes a 3 from Rondo. It's a back rim miss. Windler with the offensive board out to Rondo. He has all day to shoot it and rattles that one home. He was only shooting 3s at around 26% with the Lakers this year.
Well, not a guy. He's hit some big ones.
Yes, he has.
Hit big ones like in the playoffs, but generally speaking, you want to let him shoot them.
He's kind of like Andre. They get better as the game gets bigger.
Yeah.
Iguodala holds it up top. Dribbles on Markkanen. Low with the dribble. Backs up into a deep 2, and it's good. Looks over at the Cleveland bench. 83-63, 20-point lead for Golden State. Led by as many as 24. Rondo to Mobley. Mobley wants to go. Feeds in the corner. Rondo drawing a crowd. Lob for Mobley over his head and a foul. Sean White to Bielitsa backed into him, preventing him from jumping.
Yeah, smart play by Rondo. The way they were playing it was Steph was forcing Rondo baseline, but Bielitsa was sitting there waiting for him. Bielitsa was guarding Mobley, so when Rondo drove toward the bucket and Bielitsa came out on him, he just threw it over the top of him.
Rondo with a catch. Holds the ball in his right hand. Markkanen gets it left corner. Baseline, underhand flip to the hoop. It's a blocking foul on Curry. Brandon Schwab, the young official, with the call.
Didn't get a great look at that.
Yeah. He turned into him. It's going to be a couple of shots there.
Let me tell you something. For those people that are thinking, well, just stand straight.
Yeah.
Don't turn sideways. Trust me, it's hard to do because your body generally wants to protect itself.
Yeah.
And when you see somebody coming in at you, it's just, it's reflex. Just turn your body to the side to protect your chest area.
Clay Thompson's checked back in, much to the delight of the Patriots here at Chase Center.
Put it to you this way. I didn't turn one time on a Karl Malone charge.
Ooh.
I wish I would have.
Ooh.
I wish I would have gotten a block.
That's a lot of therapy. It's a lot of therapy after that.
I picked up the charge. It was not no solace to him.
Curry just bangs Windler out of the way. Says, okay, I can get in this. Misses a 3. Stevens with the board. Windler, the near wing, off the dribble, triple, spins off the rim, and Klay Thompson with a rebound, wearing that white headband. The Jackie Moon look. Curry. P.J. Iguodala. Iguodala back out to Clay. Clay waiting. Screen set by Porter. Clay backs up toward midcourt. Crossover dribble on Markin. Creating some space. Takes it down the lane. Spins. Nowhere to go. Feeds Porter. Porter fakes. Goes to the baseline. The jumper is up. And hit the top of the backboard off the rim. And rebound corralled by Rondo. Rondo near side. Cruising the baseline. Taking Curry in tow all the way. Crossover on the left side. Gets to the rim and scores.
This game's not over yet.
Nope.
Only a 16-point lead. And offense starting to look a little clunky the last two or three times down the court.
8:30 to go. Warriors 83, Cavaliers 67. Porter with the
got
ball.
Him.
Dumped it down to Curry. Curry got fouled. Flipped it up. No good. No shot. Says Brandon Schwab. It's going to be a side out for the Warriors.
Steph's been doing that for a little while now, taking advantage of guys who play on the top of him. And if you're going to play on the top of Steph, he's going to try to back cut you and get that layup.
Steve Kerr wants time with 8:24 to go in the fourth quarter on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 83-67 with 8:24 to go in the game. Warriors on top, but work still yet to do. It's the only stop at home, a stretch of 6 of 7 on the road. The two losses in Dallas and New Orleans, and Tuesday in Memphis, Thursday at Milwaukee, Friday at Chicago, Sunday at Minnesota. Warriors inbound the far sideline. Iguodala takes the middle to Curry. Curry pick and roll with Andre, feeds Andre, stops in the paint. Left-hand push pass over to Wiggins. Left side three, nothing there. And then offensive rebound by Gary Payton. The cutter is Clay. Trapped, spins, shoots, short. Rebound tipped by Rondo, and Rondo controls it himself. Rondo lob inside, and Payton call for pulling the chair. By the way, those games that I mentioned. We'll start with Memphis, 4:30 with the airtime on Tuesday, 5 o'clock with the tip here on 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, the Warriors Radio Network in Milwaukee on Thursday, 4 o'clock airtime, 4:30 tip. Those upcoming broadcasts are presented by Ticketmaster.
It's a fairly stout road trip.
It is. Got some wind chill cities on that road trip.
Got Chicago in there.
Rondo for three right side, nailed it. And the Cavs are on the way back. This is a 7-0 run for Cleveland. And it's a 13-point game. Curry directing traffic. Wiggins pins down for Payton. Payton back to Wiggins, guarded by Markkanen. Looks for a cutter. Nobody moving. So Wiggins goes to work. Dribbles in. Goes up left-handed. Kissed it in off the window over Markkanen. Wow.
And the amazing thing about that is Markkanen's got him by about 2.5-3 inches.
Absolutely. We've seen him do that over smaller guys.
Yep.
Not so much over bigger guys. Rondo with the ball. Gets a switch. Guarded by Wiggins. Swings it up top to Stevens. Two dribbles to Markkanen. Guarded by Payton. Markkanen. Fadeaway. Blocked by Clay. Clay with weak side help. Came over and knocked it away. Takes it up the floor. Driving now. Gets to the baseline. Puts on the brakes. Finds Payton. Payton over to Iguodala. Iguodala. Hand off to Curry. Curry draws a crowd. Andre up top. No. Foul line jumper for Andre. Back rim miss. Markkanen hustles to the rebound. Payton got knocked down, so it's a 5-on-4 briefly. Rondo pounding the dribble. Waits. Now drives on Klay Thompson. He stops right in front of the restricted area. Throws a bad pass, and Markkanen gets over to Stevens. Stevens drives on Andre. Spins on him. Drop step and scores.
Top-notch move.
Wow.
Just put his body into Iguodala, and Stevenson's a little thicker than Andre, so backed him off and created space. Turned left shoulder for the layup.
85-72 the count for Golden State. Curry sets up for a three. That misses. Mobley with the rebound. Cavaliers not going away. Their bench is engaged in this game right now. Rondo stops top of the key. Marketed with the catch. Flipped it over to Windler. Off the dribble. Got it to Rondo. Rondo with 10 on the shot clock. Windler, one dribble, got bumped by Curry, and it's a foul. Poole and Looney return. Curry and Iguodala depart. Cavaliers bring in a couple of subs on their end as well. Allen back on the floor. Garland joins. So it's Garland and Rondo. It's a small backcourt, but both guys can handle. Allen, handoff Rondo, guarded by Clay. Clay goes underneath the screen, giving Rondo the three look, and he swishes that. The break right side.
He's gotten into Rondo.
I don't know. It's playoff Rondo. 85-75 Warriors lead with 5:45 to go in the game, and Steve Kerr wants time on the Warriors Radio Network. Karen's watching Muted TV, listening to us. Favorite Clay interview is with Tom Tolbert in July of 2016, the best. 85-75, Warriors up by 10. Cavaliers making them work. Warriors led by 24 at one point. Klay Thompson curls off a screen, takes a jumper, a little flat, no good. Rebound goes to Stevens. And that's the kind that, you know, you would expect at this point for Klay. You know, just getting the legs underneath him. Rondo far wing, directing traffic. Allen comes all the way out for a screen for Rondo. Full head of steam. Throws it up, but Looney made him change his shot. He missed it. Rebound, Wiggins. Wiggins. Middle of the floor. Takes it right side to Clay. Back to Wiggins. Wiggins going to work on Allen. One-on-one. On the drive. Slows down. Pass deflected and out of bounds as Mobley came over for help.
Now, Wiggins been a little quiet tonight.
Yep.
Only got him 9 shots, made 3 of them, 0 for 3 from 3.
Jordan Poole.
And let's not forget, it's going to be an adjustment for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
More so than it will be for Clay. He's going to kind of work out. He's going to be the third guy, second option on, you know, in second unit.
Poole feeds Clay in deep to Looney. Looney just bumps
nice.
Mobley out of the way and banked it in low right.
Nice patience by Looney, knowing that he's bigger than Mobley. If he gets his body into him, he can get a little closer and create a little more space.
Wow,
nice.
Looney with 16 rebounds tonight. Cavaliers on the attack. They're going at the basket to our right. Garland swings through, leaving Rondo with a pass to Allen, high post left. Rondo puts it on the deck, flipped it up and in. Poole defending. Rondo falling down, thought he got fouled. Poole takes it the other way. Dribbles in on Allen, gets by him, got to the rim, but Allen recovered and blocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, those long dudes in come from, but you think you got him beat going to the rim? All of a sudden you stretch out, but they can stretch out a little bit longer, a little bit further.
Poole, far side of the basket to our left to Clay in the left corner to Looney. Hand off to Clay. Beyond the arc. Clay holds it, feeds Looney. A little bit of a triangle look there. Looney hands off to Poole. Poole back to Looney. 5 to shoot. Back to Poole. The jumper's up. It's no good. Poole went down. And Rondo, defensive rebound. 10-point game. Rondo takes it all the way in. Circles in front of the Warrior bench. Feeds Mobley in touch to Allen. He goes up. Strip. No foul call. And the Warriors get the turnover. Steve Kerr wants him to push the tempo here, but they kind of walk it up. Poole to Thompson. Thompson shows the ball. Comes left off a screen. Takes a three on the left wing. Got it! Big bucket right there. Gets the crowd back into it. Pushes the lead to 13. Rondo fakes. Garland catches left corner. Good head fake on Poole. Lob inside. Deflected away by Looney. Poole with it. Poole with a pass, trying to thread the needle, knocked away by Stevens, picked up by Rondo. He'll find Garland for a three look on the left sideline that popped out. Allen the rebound, and he'll dunk it with the right hand.
It's going to be really hard with that little lob pass to your big guy, pulling that off against the Warriors. How many times you think they've seen Draymond do that?
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, we've seen that before.
And the Warriors are the best team in the league right now, protecting the restricted area. Poole, good pass inside for JTA, flipped it to Clay, up, no good for the right corner, deflected rebound, Clay gets it back, loads it up, no good, rebound Looney.
Looney
can't handle it, goes out of bounds.
God, he is hustling.
There's a little discussion as to whose ball it's going to be.
It was off give Looney, it to wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. Clay Thompson to sit down, listen to the ovation for Clay. And Clay moving his arms, trying to get the crowd to make even more noise. It's Garland to Jared Allen, back to Garland. Two dribbles in the paint, stripped away. Loose ball to Mobley. Mobley, crossover dribble, outside to Garland. It's a three, and it's off the rim and glass, no good. And a foul on Looney on the rebound.
Well, I couldn't tell if Looney held him off with his... Oh, yeah. He wrapped his arm around him and grabbed his jersey for good measure.
Tricks of the trade for Kevon Looney. Listen to the crowd. Chanting for Clay. Clay stands up as Allen hits the free throw.
He's got so much energy right now, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Gets it down.
Nope.
People rising to their feet to cheer for Clay for standing up. Looney has tied his career high as 17 rebounds.
Wow.
17.
What an effort.
Yeah. Now you don't have to, you know, very few nights you don't get something from Kevon. Free throw by Allen, no good, and now a new career high. He's got 18 on the rebound off the miss. So Poole with the ball to Iguodala. Iguodala fouled by Mobley. The Cavaliers with only 8 fouls. I guess you could take two ways of looking at that. One, they're playing good defense on fouling, or two, they're not close enough to foul anybody.
I'll go with the former.
Okay.
And the Warriors only have 90 points. They got to be doing something right.
Yeah, they are. They're a very good rating team. Wiggins goes in, contact, late whistle, and a foul. And Sean Wright was seeing if that one was going to go in or not. And Wiggins goes to the free throw line.
That was a little too far for that one.
Yeah.
Like, I know what they do sometimes. Let me see if it goes out of bounds and it's off you, but you fouled him to give him an advantage. We'll wait and see if you can grab the rebound. If you don't, we'll give it to him. Easy layup. We'll give it to you. But that was like a five-footer. If you think a guy fouls him, then you got to call that one right away.
Right.
Because what you're doing is denying him the possibility of a three-point play if he happens to make the bucket.
Crowd is chanting, "We want Clay." Putting pressure on your former teammate, Steve Kerr. Free throw is good for Wiggins. 92-80 is the count right now.
Oh, Steve looks like he's giving in. Not really. No.
Garland to Allen. Allen at the high post. Hand off Garland. Garland trying to penetrate. Leaves his feet. Throws the ball away. The far sideline. Saved, but deflected. Wiggins has it. Two on two. Hand off Curry. Curry's going to run some clock here. Smart veteran move there. Curry gets a screen from Looney. Penetrates in, throws it out to Iguodala.
Nice.
Curry relocates, right wing three. No. Allen holds Looney at bay. To Rondo. To Stevens. Stevens spins, goes up, and scores again. Stevens now with 17.
And a nice job by Stevens protecting the ball, because usually when Andre swipes down on the ball, he gets the ball, not air.
Lamar Stevens of Penn State has a new career high. Ball to Looney, off his hand, goes right to Curry. Curry lobbed to Wiggins. Wiggins fouled by Garland on the catch. You know, it's funny how some guys just fit with some teams. Stevens undrafted in 2020, but it looks like, you know, they like his defense. And he's shown that he knows his way around the basket a little bit tonight.
Yep.
A couple of nice moves.
Yep. They got the big guys, and clearly they're going to try to build defensively and go from there. And Stevens can play some D. Look at the body. He's got the perfect body type for it.
Curry trying to get free. They lob it to Looney, but Rondo read the play, bats it away, and goes out of bounds on the near side. J.B. Bickerstaff, their head coach, is right there. And congratulations to him. Well-deserved extension given to him.
Yeah, he's done a heck of a job there.
And he's been good wherever. Yeah, remember he had to take over Houston for a while, I believe?
I believe you're right.
Really good guy. Curry gets it in traffic, goes up and
walk?
Travel.
Yeah, I was going to say, looked like he might have dragged that pivot foot.
That's a wee bit.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit. No one will notice.
No, that's all right. I mean, you're still good here. You don't, you'd rather not give up a three, but really the big deal is don't turn the ball over.
Absolutely.
Just hold on to it. Go to butter.
Go to butter.
And then shoot
that's
it.
Right. We got to get that back. Allen, top of the key. Underhand pass to Rondo. Rondo behind the line. Won't shoot. Garland blasting his way by two defenders. Knocked away by Looney on the reject. Iguodala throws it ahead to Poole. Beautiful pass for a driving layup. 94-82. Warriors up 12. Rondo behind the back to Allen. Bad pass. Mobley runs it down on the near wing. Stevens in front of the Warrior bench. Back up top, Mobley. Stevens, pump fake, penetrates. Bounce pass to Iguodala, who steals it. Final 30 seconds here. And Stephen Curry will be content just to dribble the clock down. So a night when everybody wanted to see Klay, the Warriors will get a win. Curry takes a shot, hits it with 13.5 to go. 96-82, Curry with 28. Rondo will dribble it to midcourt, take it to the hash mark, and that'll be it. So the Warriors will go to 30-9. And the crowd, hardly any have left. I think they want to give Klay some more love.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.